And good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here with the late Patty Fink, actually not here with her because she's the very late Patty Fink today, and she will be the late and in pain Patty Fink when she gets here.
You shouldn't start off by saying the late Patty Fink.
It's how everybody knows her.
Ah. Because I was worried you would alarm some of the listeners.
No. Mm-hmm. They're alarmed when she's here as the theme song goes off. She's known for that.
I thought they would think she'd passed away.
We're never sure, except she usually calls ahead of time. Our guests today are Melissa Grove, who is the Executive Director of Legacy Counseling, and Bo Wellborn, who is here with the Red Party that benefits Legacy Counseling Center. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Legacy, what do you do, first of all?
Well, Legacy is, we've been around for 23 years, and we are the largest provider of mental health and substance abuse treatment for people with HIV and AIDS in the South. We provide mental health, individual, family, couple, and group, and substance abuse treatment. And we have a little place called Legacy Founders Cottage. I think you're familiar with the cottage.
I am. Do you know, when I drive to work, I normally drive by the cottage. And because it's right on my way. And I always kind of take a look over. Everything's quiet. And I didn't even realize I was doing this. But I always just take a look, and everything's quiet, and I just go on
my
way.
You just check
in. And I do. I do. I think a lot of people in our community do things like that with our different organizations. Just, okay, everything's good.
Keep an eye out for us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a seven-bedroom home in Oak Cliff where we care for critically and terminally ill AIDS patients. And so basically we care for people if they are terminally ill in the last 6 months of life, providing everything they need to be comfortable and forming a family around them. Mm-hmm. And for those who we get calls from the hospitals need a place to discharge them, they're not well enough to go home, they can come to Legacy. We'll nurse them back to health, get them back on their feet, and get them back out there.
Mm-hmm. How did you start, Bo, volunteering with Legacy?
Well, I started 2 years ago. This is my second year on the board of directors for Red Party Foundation. Legacy is our only beneficiary. So, Melissa has been so generous to welcome us into her family, and what I'm most proud of for our board is that not only do we raise a lot of money, but we raise a lot of awareness about Legacy Counseling Center. Melissa will tell you, you know, the number one fastest growing HIV new infection rate is 14 to 23. This party will affect those people, especially those kids who don't know that about themselves or know that about our community, especially in Dallas.
It's very important to build awareness because I think young people today don't think that HIV has anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. And I grew up when you could tell who was positive or who was very ill. Mm-hmm. And these days people look like they're doing okay, and they are with the medications in mm-hmm. many cases. But there's a lot of denial going on in our gay youth.
There's not the urgency like when you and I were young. Mm-hmm. And Melissa is very old also. But how many people do you know that you lost to AIDS? And I'm saying this because I'm going to ask Bo the same thing.
Oh, yes. Well, because I opened Legacy Founders Cottage 16 years ago, or maybe longer, I can't keep track of time, but I wore black clothes to work every day. I was going to funerals mm-hmm. so often.
Right.
And dozens and dozens and dozens of people.
And, Bo, I know you take the disease very seriously.
Absolutely.
But how many people do you know who died of AIDS?
Two. But I will say this. Speaking for people 30 and younger, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what the difference is. We did, as a community, we built up so much as far as working to not only find a cure, but find acceptance for people with HIV, mm-hmm. that at a certain point, we in the younger generation thought that that it had been cured, that it had been contained, mm-hmm. that it was an older person's responsibility, mm-hmm. and that younger people couldn't have had it.
Right. And I'll tell you, Melissa, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many people I know who died of AIDS, because back in about 1991 or two, I was sitting at my desk cleaning out my card file on my computer, and I was counting how many cards I was removing. And when I got to 50, I said, oh, I'm counting, and this isn't healthy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that day in 1992, 20 years ago, I stopped counting. I lost I don't know how many people after that because I stopped counting.
Well, I think you should ask another question. Mm-hmm. How many people do I know that actually in my age bracket? So 24.
How many people do you know in your age bracket?
That actually, you're funny, right? That actually are living with HIV, not dying from HIV, but actually living.
Right.
And the answer is 10, 15
you probably don't even
of the
know.
Small group yeah. of people that I know. Mm-hmm. And when you look at them, they look no different than me, no different than anyone else. They have active, healthy lives. Thanks to medication today, people who live with HIV get to live with HIV. It isn't a death sentence as much as it was before. And that's the power of great drugs, an amazing community. But at the same time, that does not mean that we have to have any new people that contract this disease. It's about being responsible.
And it was funny, when I the year I opened Legacy Founders Cottage, 1996, was the exact, it was right about the time they came out with all the miracle AIDS drugs. And I was charged with opening an AIDS hospice, and I thought, well, that was a waste of time. Now that we've got the medicine and we now know how to prevent it, this is going to be out of business. But unfortunately, we're busier than ever. So I have a quiz for you, David.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll all play. How
B.
about that?
I say B.
How many people are living in the North Texas area with HIV AIDS?
Okay.
We'll all go around. See, and there'll be prizes.
You go first. I want to one-up you. I want to be that person.
In Dallas County, it's about 18,000.
I'm saying North Texas.
In the North Texas area.
Including Denton, just all the way up to the border, just that North Texas area.
Normally, we don't count above 635, but we're doing it today.
We're doing all. Yeah,
we're doing it all.
I don't even count above Mockingbird Lane. I'm an Oak Cliff person.
So am I. Kessler Park, we love it.
Right.
Okay, you're stalling, David, so how many would you
say? So if it's about 18,000 in Dallas County, Tarrant County, another 9,000, and then I'd say about 40,000.
Okay, take Tarrant County out of it.
Okay.
Give me another number.
Take Tarrant County out of
it? Yes, we're going to make this complicated.
Okay, then about 30,000.
Okay, what would you say?
I'm going to say 35.
What would you say?
Hi, good to see you. I'm going to say...
I'm not dead.
I'm going to go 40,000. I think 40,000 is a good number.
Actually, ding, 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 David, you're right.
Okay.
You're obviously a newsman who knows your facts. He's trying to. So how long can you go without showing any symptoms or sign of being infected?
Okay, we'll let Patty
Let's
first.
Let Patty speak up.
I would say maybe... 5 to 10 years.
Okay, what would you say?
10 years.
What would you say?
You can go 10 years.
You can go 10 to 25 years, yeah. And there's some people who are who never show signs, who never get sick. There's a name for it. I don't remember it this early in the morning, and I will yell it out inappropriately later. But there are some people who just never ever non-progressors. There's the word.
Right.
They never show any symptoms or signs. This really shocks people when I tell them that. Because they think, a lot of people still think you can tell by looking at someone.
And especially the 14 to 24-year-olds that we're talking about, that is what they need to know more than anything. Because it's superficial to them. A guy looks cute. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. You can't tell the visible signs today, especially with younger kids who have high metabolisms, eat well, exercise. Those are what we have to tell these kids.
Yes, and people can look very healthy, of course, and they can be very healthy. Sometimes I'm also a psychotherapist besides running Legacy Counseling. Sometimes I diagnose people as being in their 20s, because when you're in your 20s, that's a unique set of issues and problems. It's a very stressful time for people. You're figuring out who you are and your identity, and
you're pretty invincible.
Yes, you're invincible. You are optic.
Wait till they get older when their back goes
and
out.
I'm 30 and I still feel that way.
Yes. Yeah. And also, the frontal lobe of your brain, the part of your brain that decides about risk-taking.
The part that Patty doesn't have.
Well, that's the late gene. She's got that on the late gene. But the frontal lobe of the brain that assesses risk, that plans ahead, it simply does not exist. In fact, many states have stopped the death penalty for people under 24 because they literally don't have the brains to be making that sort of they cannot really assess that risk. So I think that really applies to young people who think they're invincible and they don't think ahead, and they don't think it can, they literally don't have the forward-thinking thought to say, wait, this could be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. But I think one of the problems that we see, particularly among young people who are vulnerable and at risk to become new cases of HIV, is that not only that invincibility, but that, yeah, we have these great drugs, and that's no big deal. And it really is a big deal to take these drugs. I mean, it's not, oh, yeah, it's contained, we're good to go. I mean, the side effects of all of these medications mm-hmm. is a whole different quality of life.
I heard, we were speaking at a school one time, and I heard a kid say, it's not a big deal, people live with it all the time, you'll just get on medication. And my heart dropped. Not only did it drop for the countless people who had to die to get these drugs to where they are, but that's our mentality, our young person mentality, that it's like having the flu. It's like having, you know,
taking a vitamin every day or something.
Absolutely. And that's not the case. As my friends will tell you, the mood swings, the side effects, they are still present. They might not be as physically present, but they're present. Not to mention, you have a completely different, when you're infected with HIV, your life changes. Doesn't mean that it has to change for the, you know, worse, but it changes. And these kids, especially even my age, we have to realize that. I mean, we absolutely have to realize that.
Well, and I think it's interesting the variations of beliefs I hear. On one hand, I think, oh, it's no big deal. I'll just take a medicine if I get positive. On the other hand, I think I'm going to be dead in 2 months. And it's very interesting to me. Isn't that an interesting range of misconceptions? One of the things that Legacy offers is, of course, we have our counseling program, and traditionally you call, make an appointment, and come in for your intake. Well, I kind of started to feel like people really needed to be reached at the moment they're ready to come in.
Because of those mood swings that you're talking about, that on the one hand, at one moment you're fine and I'll make an appointment, and then it's time for your appointment, and I don't want to go to that appointment.
Well, it's, you know, it's a difficult decision to decide to go to counseling. It feels very, very vulnerable, and so people don't come to therapy when they're like, "Yay, things are great." Mm-hmm. You have to be in a crisis state before you're ready to come in. Well, maybe in a week that crisis has passed, but that doesn't mean you don't still need that help. You know, you may keep cycling through those problems, so. I just said, you know what, there's some institutional barriers to keeping people from coming in that we are creating. That is ridiculous. And so even though it may be a little costly to me financially, we're going to just do what I know is the best way to serve clients, because I've been doing this for 22 years. And so the moment someone feels like I need to come in, they can. We have a walk-in clinic now. I'm very excited. We introduced it last Christmas. From 9 to 4 Monday through Thursday and 9 to noon on Friday. Anyone can walk in who's positive, and we will see them immediately. Now, what's so incredible about this is that the moment they're ready for services, we're there. So this is also a prevention aspect because, for example, if there's somebody who is on drugs, who's on meth, who's in the park having sex with people 5 times a day, well, if he's ready for help right this minute, that's when I need to get him.
See, I told you, Patty.
See, Patty?
And also,
I'm that guy.
Especially yeah. for people who are just infected with HIV. They just found out.
Yes.
There's that 48-hour window that, you know, most people go on suicide watch, right? We all know it. We've had friends that have done it because, you know, she talks about it with the extreme of, I'm going to die in 2 months. Why not now? You know, and if you have to wait for services, this is an opportunity for people to really have that.
You brought something up. Something new is coming on the market in October, and that is home testing for HIV.
Yes.
Home instant testing. There was a home test, but you had to send it off, and
yes.
then they send
Correct.
It back to you. Now what you can do, it's a swab, and it'll show whether or not you're positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
There's still the three-month window. There's all that kind of stuff, but somebody who has been infected will be able to buy a home
yes.
test for about $50 and test. Now, I asked several people about this, and I asked some people who were positive, and one person said to me, you know, I had been working with HIV. I had lots of friends who were positive. I was working with one of the HIV agencies. That's not something when I found out I was positive, I wanted to learn on my own. And this is somebody who had all the background.
Right.
What are you thinking about
Well, you know,
home tests?
I really spent a lot of time thinking about this. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there who are poorly educated about this disease. They think they will be dead in a few months and when they could live a normal lifespan with the medications. I don't really know my end result on this, but I will tell you what I will be doing about it. I'm in the crisis line for Legacy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, unless I'm in Mexico. I have to go to Mexico to get away from manning the phone. I'll give it to one of my therapists. But basically, people can call me 24 hours a day if they're in crisis, and I talk to people at 4 in the morning. I talk to any time, and we get them integrated into services. One thing I'm going to do is when those come out and they're selling those at Walgreens, I'm going to be working with the pharmacies to tape our card on every single packet.
That's
because
great.
People
That's a
need
great
someone
idea.
To connect. So, yes, there are benefits to doing it in a doctor's office, but I have many people who were on vacation and their doctor just called them and told them over the phone. So it's not like all doctors are doing a fantastic job of telling people anyway. The CDC's recommended everybody from 13 to 60 get tested for HIV, not on an annual basis necessarily, but on a regular basis. And so we really, you know, in my opinion, for a while there was like early testing, getting tested. You know, there was no medications. Well, now we know if you get tested and you are positive, the new thinking, it's changed many times. First it was there was one drug. Then it was put everybody on all the new miracle drugs. Then it was like, ooh, people are getting resistant. Wait as long as possible or try drug vacations. Drug vacations do not work. 300 studies have proven this. They're terrible. But, you know, they were trying to stretch it out. Well, now there's so many new meds that just came – that have come out that they're starting people a lot sooner on medication because they realize the virus is really wreaking havoc with your body even if you're doing okay. So knowing – education is power. And I personally would like to make this part of everybody's physical. Mm-hmm. I really would because I think – we've got the stigma is so great that people are too scared to talk about it. They're too scared to get tested. The minute everybody finds out how many people are positive, it's going to bring a lot of awareness to this issue very quickly. You know, that's my personal opinion because, you know, I think we all are putting our head in the sand. When people say, oh, I don't need to get tested, I know I'm not positive. I said, oh, you're a virgin. Well, no, I'm not a virgin. Well, then you don't know. Well, I've been with the same woman, you know, my whole... Well, you know what? I have plenty of people who've been with the same person. I have women in their 70s who've been married for 45 years.
We need to take a break. Mm-hmm. We're talking to psychotic psychotherapist Melissa Grove.
No, that's not no. very nice, David.
That's not nice.
Come
and
now.
And I am alive.
He panicked me when he said that at first.
I heard on the air, and I thought, no. We actually have some listeners who write in to me mm-hmm. as the late Patty Fink. Mm-hmm. So
we're also talking to Bo Wellborn from the Red Party, the late Patty Fink. I'm David Taffet. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people. Thanks for putting your voice in during Pledge Drive. We reached our goal, so let's get back to the music you love.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERImaging.com.
Did you know that KNON podcasts all of its local talk shows? KNON has local talk Monday through Friday, each show covering your community in its own unique way. So if you missed one of our great morning talk shows, you can go back and listen to it online. We keep the shows for 2 months so you can hear everything you have been missing out on. Visit KNON.org for more information about the KNON Morning Talk Shows podcast, also available on iTunes.
Hey, this is Steve and the Great Recession Orchestra inviting you to join us this coming Friday, August 31st, for Great Western Swing at the historic Sons of Herman Hall in downtown Dallas. This musical event will benefit KNON, the radio station that works the hardest to be the best in DFW. Herman Hall, at the corner of Elm and Exposition, is a perfect place to celebrate the music of Milton Brown, Bob Wills, the Mississippi Sheiks, and a hatful of other tunes that were top of the charts in the 1940s when swing was king in North Texas. Asleep at the Wheel veterans Floyd Domino and Marianne Price will be joining us from Austin. Did I mention that we will be serving free barbecue from the Alligator Cafe? Surely you don't want to miss that fine food. Tickets are available online at knon.org and in person from Bill's Records, Forever Young Records, and Record Town, and of course, at the door. The first 100 ticket buyers will get free CDs, compliments of Grow and KNON. Doors open at 8, and the first set of swinging music starts at 8:30. It's going to be a fine night to be alive in Texas.
Almost everything you see and hear comes from the bosses. Employees, listeners, and viewers don't have any control over commercial media. Bosses do. The outlook and opinions of corporate media are expressed everywhere and all the time. The outlook and opinions of workers get no expression. No other radio or TV station has any time committed to the workers. KNON Workers' Beat featuring Labor Alive talk show is the exception. Join us every Friday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. with your host, Gene Lance, on KNON 89.3 FM, the voice of the people. KNON thanks the Communications Workers of America for their support of this program.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM, Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here with the late Patty Fink, and it's time for the KNON traffic report with our traffic reporter in the sky, Patty Fink.
Yes, just wanted to note, I was talking in the break about if you're traveling now, and your route includes or you anticipate using US 75 or Central Expressway going north at about Uptownish, Knox Henderson.
Don't even think about it.
Don't do it. There were it may be cleared by now, but it was horrendous and it was stopped. There were like major four or five.
We're
going
to need to get helicopter
vehicles.
Sound effects to go.
We are.
That.
We are going to have to do that.
Yeah, because.
But, anyway, if you're in listening distance and that's your route coming up, you might want to consider taking a side street around that.
I honestly think that was the best traffic report ever.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Patty, Bo.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And we'll have to continue with the KNON traffic reports on future shows because Patty does drive across the city to get here.
I do. I live in Old Lake Highland.
Well, I have to tell you, Oak Cliff to here was quite nice. Kessler Park, it was easy breezy.
Right. Yeah, we don't get on the highway to get over here. We just take Hampton.
It's
we
a
are talking to Bo Wellborn. He's with the Red Party. The Red Party helps fund legacy counseling. Melissa Grove is the executive director of legacy counseling. They have a new program called the Walk-In Clinic. And
I wanted to ask a question about the Walk-In Clinic.
Yes,
on a typical day, how many people walk in?
Well, there is no rhyme or reason. It could be zero or it could be four.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. If people are coming, we obviously prefer them to give us a quick call, and that way we can make sure everything's lined up and we'll be smooth and no waiting. But, yes, we compared January to July of last year to this year. We've had a 65% increase in clients, with some months quadrupled for new clients alone. So if we're adding roughly 40, let's say we're adding 40 new clients a month, let's say, times 12, that is a number.
480.
There you go.
That is a number.
I like that.
So basically,
that is a number.
We are adding...
more math avoidance.
So right there, we are adding 480 new clients a year. That is a tremendous jump in numbers of clients served.
Okay, so the people who come in, are they people who are going to become, in every case, a long-term client, or are some of these something just an acute problem?
You know,
this is what's going on with me today,
I thought that was going to be the case. David, I thought people would just use it as a stopgap measure. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we analyzed, and data is really hard to get. So when you hear agencies talking about data, they're probably making it up. But this is actually real. because it's hard to get good data. It really is. People don't want to pay for the data that it would, you know, what you'd have to do to get good data. But we consider someone stably in care if they've come four times, intake in three sessions. We think, okay, at that point, Patty's, you know, pretty established. I compared the walk-in clients to the ones who called in advance and made appointments and saw no difference, which really surprised me. So
that's kind of scary in a way, because that's like equal loads.
People are coming heavy. And they're staying and they're, you know, I think we, then let me say one thing about Legacy. There are counseling agencies in town that do counseling. I'm sure they do a fine job. But Legacy is the only agency that is specifically focused on mental health and substance abuse issues for HIV people exclusively. Mm-hmm. Now, some people may say they're gay friendly, which often means tolerant, like, oh, I'll put up with it. Well,
I've always heard that Sally Field quote redone. You tolerate me. You really tolerate me.
Oh, that's good. I like it. Well, you know, when our clients come to us from other agencies or other counseling agencies, the stories I've heard are horrific. For example, one person said, well, of course you have AIDS. It's God's wrath on gay people.
Thank you, Todd Aiken.
I like that form of counseling.
Wow. Well, you know, at least you know where the person stands, you know. What's more dangerous is someone who thinks they're being friendly and knowledgeable and says, oh, if your meds are bothering you so much, just cut your dose in half.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, I want to brag on you for a second. What's amazing about this and the reason why people keep coming back is because this counseling center is hope for these people. It's a non-biased new person they can go and talk to that isn't their friends, isn't their family. It's a person that says, I'm here. With this walk-in clinic, it literally is – it's what I consider what my version of what Jesus would do is open-armed, you come, I help, period. No questions asked. Doesn't matter your background. Doesn't matter if you got HIV in a park while you were high on meth or you did it with your boyfriend and it just happened. You come, talk, and we'll take care of you. I've been to the walk-in clinic where it was standing room only, trying to get an appointment with Melissa. I mean, it was just that madhouse,
wow.
Which is amazing. To know that in Dallas, Texas, you as a person who's gay or lesbian
or straight
lots can
absolutely,
come in
yes.
and get free service and more importantly, get a hug because that's what you need. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And that's what we should focus on because it's about that. It's about these people getting the life-saving information they need from a person that they can trust. It's amazing.
And I'll tell you my so one more thing I wanted to add on to what you say. So it's not enough to be, quote, tolerant. It's you need to be educated. I think to truly serve our clients properly, our therapists have to be not only tolerant, they have to be very educated and experienced and understand the issues pertaining to the GLBT or LGBT. Every time I say that, I want a sandwich. But anyway, community. So they're not only knowledgeable about LGBT issues, but they're also very knowledgeable about HIV issues as it pertains to mental health and substance abuse issues. For example, if you're on meth, what does that do to the production of the virus in your body? Speeds it up. If you're taking HIV meds and drinking, what do you think your body's going to process first? The alcohol. We have a 9-week substance abuse treatment program, which is 3 weeks longer than the traditional one, because we weave in HIV-specific information. So to me, of course, I'm going to sound very self-serving, but here I go. I really think if someone is positive, I mean, there may be a couple of exceptions of individual therapists who are very educated, but I think Legacy is your only option if you really, really want knowledgeable services.
Do you think anybody, even somebody who is educated on HIV, benefits from a few weeks anyway of counseling? I'm not saying everybody needs long-term.
Therapy is great for everybody. We can always take it up a notch. Unless you're like, I am at the pinnacle of my existence and there's no room for improvement anywhere. Well, then you're delusional and you need to come in anyway. Well,
like you, Patty. You. Yes. You don't need therapy.
Oh, no. I've had therapy off and on many, many times in my life. And you go, like when you have the flu or when you go to a doctor and you get treatment for that to get you back to this, you know, stable place. And why not go to a therapist when you're in crisis for whatever reason?
Why wait till the car breaks down? Yeah. Why don't you go in for an oil change here and there?
I think the best word is stable. I think that's, especially with Legacy, what it does is it helps someone who just found out, you know, that they're recently diagnosed with HIV to get to stable? Because stable is good, because you can grow from stable.
Part of what we do is integrate the medication adherence for people with HIV is so essential. I cannot underline it enough times. If you are on your medicine with a 95% accuracy, you tend to not become resistant to that medication, and you can stay on it longer. Therefore, you have more treatment options, and you can live a much longer life. Most cases, a normal lifespan if you do everything correctly. So medication adherence is very important. So our therapist at all times, we measure when you come in how adherent are you, how much are you taking your meds. We also work with you on talking to your doctor. What are the issues that pop up? A lot of people feel like they can't really, they don't think about what they need to ask their doctor about till they're there, and they forget. So we encourage people to make a list of the questions they have for the doctor and help them be assertive to get their needs met. If you have a side effect that's keeping you from wanting to take your meds, not good. You need to talk to your doctor about that so you can be better at it. And lastly, disclosing your status. We all feel like if people truly knew us, we all have a fear they would not like us or love us. This is at the core of all people. So when people find out they're positive, the first thing they say to me, and this has been going on for 22 years, I've been working with positive people, they say, now nobody will love me. And isn't that a fear we all have on some level? Mm-hmm. Now I'm damaged good, nobody will love me. And so people say, well, how could anybody have unprotected sex with someone and not disclose their status? I say, well, what if I told you there was something you could say out loud, and if you did it, your family would reject you, your job would fire you, your romantic interests would leave you, your children would hate you, and all your dreams would be shattered. For many people, they think that phrase is, I'm HIV positive. That's what they think. And that's not true.
Many people think that for, I'm gay, or I'm
exactly. Well, then you just brought up a whole other issue that is a whole other layer of complication.
Melissa, you know, full disclosure, I've been on the receiving end of that. I've had a person look me dead in the eyes and say it. It's. I have to tell you, it's one of the most humbling experiences when someone trusts you enough to disclose that. And I've always said, I have no problem dating someone who's positive. I mean, the action, the difference between that and a person who's not, the same action is true. We protect ourselves because that's a responsible thing to do, period. And I actually have a very close friend, one of my closest friends who's HIV positive. And I know the pain it goes through to actually have to disclose that because not everybody thinks like you or me, you know. But here's the deal. It's the responsible thing to do. At that point, you have to do it because you have someone else's life, not just your own. But there's strength in that.
Well, and I think that, you know, a lot of people are, like you said, Patty, they're still reeling from having to deal with the fact they're gay and having to figure out where they're at with that, who they're going to tell about that, and maybe they're not so open. A lot of people, you know, it takes a lot of strength to do that, to disclose your status to someone.
And I can only imagine it's even tougher in a lot of ways for, let's say, a heterosexual woman who's just found out that she's positive and has been married to the same man for 40 years, and it wasn't her stepping out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's got to be a really rough thing, too. Do I tell my kids?
This
Do I
is
tell
rough
my family?
On everybody.
You know what I mean?
Mean,
that's hard.
I've gotten to deal with everything from welfare moms to bank vice presidents and everything in between, and this is not really an easy thing for anyone to have to deal with. But, you know, I think the key is to get people – this is why I think the walk-in clinic is so important to me. Now, one thing I want to add, because then we can get people the minute they need us and help them. And then I get teased by my staff because they call me the client whisperer, because there will be someone, Tammy at the front desk, who you'll talk to if you call. She'll say, Melissa, hi, there's someone in the waiting room. I go, send them on up. I just know what she's going to say. And they'll come up and they'll be a wreck. They'll really, really be upset. And then 30 minutes later, they're walking in my office. Do-do-do-do-do, I'd like to make an appointment. And she's like, what did you say to them?
I think everybody needs a little Melissa Grove in their life.
There you
right?
go.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Better than a cheerleader.
Well, you know, legacy has been a lot of work over all these years, but obviously it's very rewarding and amazing. And what we have built, I mean, we are quite a large agency now, actually. But what we built is so amazing. I'm very proud of this walk-in clinic. For years, it's been bugging me that we have to send people away for a referral and they have to make an appointment with it. It just was ridiculous. Like, the emperor had no clothes. Let's just serve people the way we should. So I finally said, I'm just going to do it. Now, of course, for every action, there is an equal reaction. This has been a costly venture to pull off. We're finding ways to improve that, so it will be a long-term issue.
But yeah, but you're adding like 40 clients a month through this
one.
Yes. And that's a lot of counseling hours a month.
That's capacity.
Yes, it's capacity. And, you know, our grants were fixed at the beginning of the year. And Legacy does, we're very fiscally responsible. When I first started, Legacy was on the verge of closing. And then we got very financially stable. For the last 10 years, we have been in the black. You know, we have not had a loss in 10 years. We are now at a $50,000 to $60,000 loss year to date.
Ouch.
And that is killing me because that's called Melissa can't sleep at night money. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad we did the walk-in clinic, and I do not regret it. It needs to happen. It's very important. And for the community, I'm going to hear, let me give you my Republican argument for a second here. Here's why this is everybody's problem.
And this is appropriate because this is the Republican.
Yes, this is it. I'm doing this in honor of the Republican convention going on right now.
But you have to wonder what it means that hurricane hit them since, you know, like Katrina was
I didn't want to say that.
And all that
no,
stuff.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Could you imagine?
I wonder what God meant with that. Let's just put that out there. Anyway, go ahead.
So, you're so naughty. So if a person finds out they're positive, they get on medications, whether it's through their company's insurance or whether they go on disability and it's the taxpayer, the average cost per person for meds per year is and treatment, doctor's visits, et cetera, blood work, $25,200 a year.
Wow.
Wow. Now, assuming an additional lifespan of 30 additional years, every new infection costs $796,000. Legacy's annual
per person.
Legacy's annual budget is roughly $850,000. So if all we did in 1 year out of the 600 clients we see for counseling, for mental health services, substance abuse treatment, Legacy Founders Cottage, our HIV positive women's program, our educational programs in the community, if all we did all year was prevent one new infection, we have returned our entire budget to the community in savings. Isn't that impressive?
Stunning.
So obviously we're doing a lot better than that. So, you know, money going to Legacy is money well spent. Prevention money, they call it now prevention with positives. Instead of talking to 1.5 million people in Dallas and saying, hey, don't have unprotected sex, be safe. They're now focusing on the 30,000 people who are positive. Mm-hmm. And so that's what counseling is. Counseling is prevention.
We are talking to Melissa Grove from Legacy Counseling and Bo Wellborn. He is with Red Party that supports Legacy Counseling and on the board of Legacy. Yes?
No,
oh,
not yet.
Not on the board of the Legacy.
He's
the
busy enough there on the Red Party board.
That will be another one.
Okay.
Another one.
And next year's board member on Legacy, Bo Wellborn. I'm David Taffet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people. Thanks for putting your voice in during Pledge Drive. We reached our goal, so let's get back to the music you love.
KNON thanks you for your pledge to our recent Pledge Drive. Now is the time to make your pledge count. Send your pledge to KNON's P.O. Box 710909, Dallas, Texas 75371. If you missed our pledge drive, you can still support community radio by pledging on the web at KNON.org. Your pledge only counts if you pay it. That's KNON Box 710909, Dallas, Texas 75371. Be sure you put the name of the show you are supporting on the check, money order, or the envelope. Questions about KNON pledge drive, call 214-828-9500, extension 234.
KNON is proud to announce the release of Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio and sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from artists like Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sir Loin and the Ass Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J&J and the Detonators. The CD is strictly limited to 1,000 copies and will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, Bill's Records in Dallas, and Rewind Music. The CD is available as a download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit KNON Community Radio. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us online at KNON.org. You look like a movie star
in one of them fancy Broadway shows. Hi, this is Candy Markham, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. Listen.
And I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, and our guests today are Melissa Grove and Bo Wellborn. They are from Legacy Counseling Center and the Red Party that supports Legacy Counseling. Before we go on, I have to get your opinion on something.
Okay.
Now, Todd Akin,
I knew it,
is running for Senate in Missouri. Last week, he came out with all kinds of crazy about legitimate rape. He has a new one. Did you hear this one, Patty?
No.
Oh, this is a good one.
It's a zinger.
Oh, this is better.
If you thought legitimate rape was rough, hang
I thought
on
it was
hat.
A different guy talking about.
He said you can cure homosexuality in any gay man as long as you give him 4 weeks of breast milk. He said this on television.
I know.
Okay.
Patty,
really?
It sounds like a great guy.
I've been too busy doing other things.
It's a good thing we have a therapist here. This cure, Melissa.
That is correct. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's just speak a little bit of science here.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Well, there was another guy, a Republican guy, who was commenting about Todd Akin's comments mm-hmm. about legitimate
about rape.
Rape and said that he had a similar experience in his family, that it wasn't rape. And the reporter said, well, what was it? And he said, well, it was having a kid out of wedlock. So I guess that would be illegitimate rape.
That must have been.
Oh, you went there. Good one.
Anyway.
This is reminding me of a client I had who said his family sent him to one of those camps to be rehabilitated from mm-hmm. being gay. He was like, best summer of my life. He was like, it was like all young gay guys. He was like, this is awesome. That was where he had his first sexual encounter. It was
swimming
like the
and
best.
Hiking and all
I have to tell you, I would do extremely well in one of those camps. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy it.
I think you would.
This reminds me of the education.
We had a couple on who had met at gay camp. And
Gay cure camp,
whatever. And after they were on with us, they did a couple of national shows. And their counselors from gay camp, and this had happened several years before, all of their counselors had come out since then, saw them on the air, and called them to apologize for what they had done to them.
Wow. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So.
You know, it's funny because my son in high school, he said the gay kids at his school are the cool kids. Mm-hmm. He said there are people who are faking being gay because that's cooler. Isn't that a change? That's
slightly,
very different.
Yeah.
So what do you, Melissa, what do you think about it? What do you think about this?
The cure.
Well, what
the
I like
cure.
To, what, oh, about that, well, you know. I'll change the subject on that one and say what I like to say to people is, tell me about your journey deciding to be straight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just to clarify,
on behalf of
the gay men of America, the reason why we're gay is because we're allergic to breast milk, so we're probably not going to drink the milk, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Moving on, the Red Party. When is your convention?
But the other part about this is he said, as evangelicals, we do understand that it is a disease.
Oh,
yes,
geez.
Absolutely. You know,
anyway, the Red Party.
The Red Party is actually September 14th, Friday, September 14th. It's the official start for Gay Pride, which is amazing in the city. It's going to
not a political party.
It's not a political party.
I'm shocked.
Although you can give donations like you would to a political party because we are the best party around, you know.
Well, except your donations would be tax deductible.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it feels much better to write a check to us than it would be to any other organization or political party. But what's great about it, honestly, it's for everyone. So it starts September 14th. It's from 8 to 12. But the great part, because there's literally seven of us. There are seven guys on the board, and we have blood, sweat, and tears this last year to make it a success. Because as Melissa said, we're down 50,000, and we're the home run that has to happen to make Legacy go black. And that's, you know, they're in the red right now. We want them to go black, but.
Maybe that's why you're called the Red Party, to get me out of the red.
You know what?
I like it.
We can talk about marketing, but what's great about it is that every ticket that's purchased because of our hard work, true hard work, is a 100% tax donation to Legacy. So when you purchase the general admission ticket at $45, the VIP at $100, $100, $45, whatever that amount is, goes directly to Melissa. That's how important it is for us to get the word out, because
for Legacy.
Yes, for Legacy Counseling.
I'm not going to the Bahamas. It's going for Legacy.
Trust, she's that fiscally sound.
Yes.
But what's great about it is that it's for everyone. So we're not what you would consider a
circuit party. What's going to happen at the party?
Alexis Jordan, a national performer, is coming. We have DJ Corey Craig. It's a lot of amazing people. It's free alcohol from Hudson Ferris Vodka. We have amazing entertainment. And more importantly, it's just a lot of fun.
Oh,
yes, it's so much fun.
It's
the gayest time ever without being super gay.
So a super gay would be a white party.
Super gay would probably be like shirts off, you know.
This
lots
is
of
a
drugs.
Hot party.
We don't do that.
There will be shirts off. Melissa will be there.
Whoa.
You know what?
Whoa.
If we raise $50,000
my behavior
for her,
yes, $50,000. Yes, I can be bought
to get her in the black. But honestly, it's just a fun time. And what's great about it is that you will find people of all different walks that will come here. You'll have people of all generations, all ethnicities. We're just one big party, and it's all about love. But more importantly, it's all about raising awareness for Legacy Counseling Center. You know, we pride ourselves. Last year, we had an event that was, 800, 900 strong. And the positive byproduct was this last year, we saw a huge increase in number of walk-ins at Legacy. Now, imagine what that passion run over, because we have, as a board, become very diligent to get the word out, make sure people know how they can sponsor, how they can donate, and we're very excited to see what that positive impact will have on Melissa and the group.
I want to give you a compliment. Well, two compliments. One is I'm getting a little older. I think many people out there in the community have seen me at multiple events every single weekend for 16 years. I promise I have been to more gay bars than most everybody listening. Mm-hmm. I think everybody can agree with that. I just want to stay home at this point. I don't even want to leave the house.
And I can attest that anytime I've been at a bar, I have seen Melissa.
Yes. For an event, David. David's trying to get me.
Not really. David, not really. And on top of that, she's more popular than gay men at a bar.
David's trying to help me lose my license for absolutely no reason. But thank you, David.
But that's the only time I'm ever at bars.
For events.
And you're always there.
But I will say this. If I ever say an event is fun, you can believe me. Because on the whole, I don't want to leave the house anymore. I'm just so evented out. But Red Party was a blast last year. It was at the Frontiers of Flight Museum. It was a hot crowd. It was a well-done party. It was beautifully done. It was so fun. It really was. And this year it's at FIG, which is a great space. It's down by the Dallas Museum of Art behind Stephen Piles, that fashion industry awesome. Gallery. Oh, it's gorgeous.
I'm telling you.
And these guys know how to put on a party. So if I ever say a party is good, you can trust me, because I had a blast and I'm so sick of going out. If I have a blast, that's the biggest compliment.
You know, this last year we have gone to more bars, passed out more condoms, talked to more people about HIV or AIDS. It has been an absolute privilege. And this night, September 14th from 8 to 12 at FIG, is a culmination of all of our hard work and sweat. Because at the end of that night, we're going to write Melissa and the Legacy Counseling Center a very big check. Our goal is to make it $50,001, because that makes them in the black plus one, which is good. And we can do that. We actually have two rooms that we're selling this next 2 weeks. Because we found out late in the game about being in the red, if you will, we added two extra rooms. They're super VIP rooms for two special guests or businesses who would like to donate. One's $10,000, one's $7,500. It comes with a complete open bar. It's completely manned. You're going to look amazing. But more importantly, that $17,500 minus whatever we spend in the furniture actually adds to the legacy budget. So I just wanted to put that out there for those upperly mobile men and women who would love to support Legacy Counseling Center, because
Patty and Aaron will do it.
Patty, listen.
David, you get the 10,000, she'll do the 7,000.
Now, I'll make you a deal. Patty, if I get the 10,000 donation because of this radio show, you'll take off your shirt at Red Party?
Yes.
And David, if I get the 7,500, you'll take off your shirt?
Sure, not a problem.
And I will take off all my shirts, all my clothes.
That right there is worth it right there, because that was really hot. but I want to say,
thank you.
I want to say,
behind a radio station.
The biggest compliment about Red Party is, do you know what? They, through sponsorships already, BJ's in Excess. What are some of your other big sponsors?
Our presenting sponsors, Illume and Dish, Heddington Companies, Dallas Light and Sound.
They have already covered all of the expenses.
All 100%.
Of them. And that is very rare for many of these fundraisers. So now everything forward goes 100% to us, and there is potential to make that $50,000 easily if we sell out. So, you know, there's the $40 tickets in advance, $40, $50 at the door. The VIP, they're selling half as many VIP tickets as they did last year.
150 only.
And last year it sold out. Right. So it sold out at 300 last year. This year there's only 150. So the website to redpartydallas.com.
Redpartydallas.org.
And, of course, our website is legacycounseling.org.
And for your website also, if somebody is looking for information about the walk-in clinic, wants to take advantage of your services, it's legacycounseling.org.
Yes, and what I would say is just it'd be best if you call and get an appointment, you know. We have plenty of appointments as well, and sometimes that's even more organized and less frenetic to get in. But we are available to you, and of course, if you call the main line at Legacy, on the voicemail has my cell phone. You can call me 24 hours a day if you need to.
Awesome.
You know, one thing I am so proud about living in the city of Dallas, what we don't talk about enough, we live in a southern state, the state of Texas. Dallas really sets the precedent for giving in the GLBT community. It's amazing. Our Black Tie Dinner sets a precedent for all other Black Tie Dinners. We have organizations left and right that come out to back up organizations that support GLBT causes. And it's something that I'm so proud of and so passionate about, because in Dallas, Texas, we don't look outside. We take care of our own. And that's a great reason why people move here and stay here, because we take care of each other. And that's what we've done at the Red Party to take care of Legacy Counseling Center. And we look forward to seeing everybody. We're at limited capacity, 1,400. That's it. So the first 1,400 tickets are sold. After that, the doors are closed, and you'll have to watch outside.
And the entertainer is Alexis Jordan, who's on the radio. She's at the dance clubs. It was a really big score to get this performer. She won America's Got Talent, but she also was signed with Jay-Z on his label. Wow. So she is fantastic. Her song is called Happiness. But you can look up Alexis Jordan on YouTube and watch her video. But she is a really great person. We got a wonderful DJ. It's going to be a great time.
Are you guys coming? Are you coming?
I'm out of town that weekend.
David?
I'm out of town that weekend.
Patty?
Do you want to know what I'm doing that weekend?
What are you doing?
In
Republican
Austin.
Republican National Convention?
No, as a matter of fact.
I have to tell you, if I get these rooms, these amazing rooms, I'm telling you, top-notch, 100% tax-deductible donation rooms, you've got to come, because you have to take your clothes off. That was part of the deal.
True. Mm-hmm.
It is.
True. And we are not people who backlash. We do not take back.
What do you get with the VIP tickets?
With the VIP tickets, you get in an hour early. The actual general admission tickets start at 9. That's when the party officially starts. For VIP, you come in an hour early. You actually have your own section in the venue that's roped off just for VIP people with your own bars. You have more premium choices for... Hudson Ferris is donating all the vodka, but there's Red Bull's also coming in. There are a couple of other options. And not to mention, you get that extra hour, which is amazing. You know, when you're talking about free drinks, you're first to see everything. You're the closest to the artist. It really is a value. And honestly, when you think that it's tax deductible, you know, you can actually see the value in it because, like I said, every
dollar
hottest
crowd in town. I'm serious. This is the, I mean, I see a lot of hot guys. This is the hottest group of guys you will ever see in one group. I'm serious. Like 1,000 hot guys.
I will tell you, the worst thing about God's honest truth, the worst thing about being on the board is that we don't actually get to enjoy the dance like everybody else. We don't get to enjoy the party because we're backstage working. So I always have fun the next day looking at the photos to see who's there.
And we are out of time. I'm going to be in Austin that weekend, actually, is where I'm going to be. Talk about that more as we come up to it, because one of the people for the reason that I'm going to Austin will be a guest of ours.
Oh, good. Good, good.
I want to thank Melissa Grove, the executive director of Legacy Counseling Center. If you need the services of, your website again is?
LegacyCounseling.org.
And Bo Wellborn, who is with Red Party, and that is RedPartyDallas.org.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for being with us. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week.